This is HPR episode 2690 entitled, A Chat About the HiveMQ Broker, and is part of the series, Interviews. It is hosted by Ken Fallon, and is about 7 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Ken talks with Florian Raschwitzler and Anja Helmbrecht-Schaar about HiveMQ.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today, joining me are the team from HiveMQ.
Hi Ken.
Hi. And you are?
My name is Florian from HiveMQ, yeah.
And you are?
So my name is Anja, also from HiveMQ. And the company is also named DC Square, but HiveMQ is the product and it's very strong together, so you can say HiveMQ or DC Square.
Okay, I get it. And you make a MQTT message broker. That's a proprietary application, but...
Yeah, that is correct. Our company developed the HiveMQ, which is the enterprise MQTT broker. It is under perpetual licensing, but you can check out www.hivemq.com/downloads and get a free evaluation version which allows up to 25 concurrently connected devices.
Okay, so let's take one step back here. What's HiveMQ? What is the purpose of Message Broker and what are you dealing with?
Okay, so we are dealing here with the MQTT protocol, which is a publish-subscribed-based messaging protocol. It's an application layer put on top of TCP/IP as the transport. And well, the purpose really is to enable decoupled, scalable messaging for the IoT.
So this is what would be a typical use case for MQTT?
So the Hello World use case is to collect with different sensors temperature or some data from your houses maybe, for example, and then you can collect them and every message is going through the broker by publishing this and other clients can connect and subscribe to these topics and then you can get the temperatures or get whatever you want and can analyze these data in your business purpose that you like.
So a lot of people listening to this network will be familiar with something like Mosquito, where you send it off to an open source message broker. So would Mosquito be compatible with your message broker?
As I said, we are the enterprise MQTT broker. So Mosquito is a fine product, especially for testing purposes or for private purposes. But for A, large-scale deployments, and B, integration into existing enterprise systems, it is not ideal. And this is where our strengths lie and where we don't see Mosquito as a viable competitor.
Yeah. But on the command line clients, so any client will be able to communicate with you as a message broker, correct?
Yes, that is correct. The HiveMQ is downwards compatible up to the MQTT 3.1 version, so any client that is also compatible with MQTT 3.1 or MQTT 3.1.1 will be able to connect to HiveMQ.
Okay, so can you tell me what a typical message would be that you could see coming from a sensor or something like that?
So just to go a little bit back, MQTT as a protocol is completely data agnostic, but a typical use case is that JSON is being sent over as the payload. So For instance, it could be status and then colon and then offline, for instance. Could be what a client sends before it goes offline. Or if you're talking about home automation use case and you want to change the color of your lighting, then it could be color colon red, for instance.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got to get it. Yeah. And your expertise then is in large scalable businesses and giving somebody a phone number to ring, I'm guessing.
Well, of course, the manufacturer enterprise support that we, or specifically myself, provide is also one of the selling points that we have. But also we have the expertise in MQTT and in the architecture, so we can help you from the first day to the go live and beyond in your large scale MQTT deployment.
Okay, excellent. Now, for those of you listening along, I'll put a link in the show notes. You have an excellent blog entry with the essentials of MQTT, a 10-week series on your website. I'll put a link into that. And anything you want to know about MQTT should be covered with there. But the basic principles should be the same. We're more or less talking about a protocol here.
Yeah.
And
no, exactly. And we're also happy to spread the knowledge about MQTT. And also, even if you're not a large-scale enterprise looking to connect multiple millions of IoT devices, please check out the MQTT Essentials or our blog in general and hit us with a comment, and we will try to get to all of those.
And you have GitHub repositories for the plugins and stuff.
Yeah, we have... We have multiple GitHub repositories for so-called off-the-shelf plugins. Just go to GitHub/-q and you will see a list of all our openly available stuff.
And you can you also maintain a list of the clients that you can connect to the brokers.
Yes, on our blog. There's also another series next to the MQTT Essentials is the so-called Client Library Encyclopedia, which is where we have a list of available MQTT client libraries. It's not a complete list, but it's a pretty big list.
So it's a good breakdown of if you wanted to implement a client and test it against different brokers, this would be a good place to start.
Yeah, and also if you're looking... It's divided into programming languages. So yeah. Whatever your requirements are, you can find a good starting point there.
Okay, excellent. Anything else that we missed in this conversation?
No, I think we covered it all. I mean, maybe one more note on our behalf. We recently also introduced a client library for Java. It's called MQTTB. And it focuses on reactive Java and on high performance messaging. So maybe you want to check that out also.
And that's on your website or?
It's also on GitHub.
That's open, is it?
Yeah, it's open.
Okay, excellent. Mm-hmm. So good stuff. Thank you very much for taking the time, and I'll see you tomorrow in a virtual sense.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.